brought to you by Penguin.
The Algebra of Wealth. Written and read by Scott Galloway.
For Alec and Nolan, please read this book and take care of your old man. Introduction. Wealth. Capitalism is the most productive economic system in history and a rapacious beast. It favors incumbents over innovators, rich over poor, capital over labor, and it allocates joy and suffering in ways more often perverse than fair. Understanding and navigating capitalism and investing can bless you with choice, control, and human connections void of economic anxiety. This is not a book about what should be, but what is, and it outlines best practices for succeeding in this system. There are many paths to wealth. Sean Carter, a high school dropout from Brooklyn's public housing projects, turned his innate feel for lyrical flow into an empire-branded Jay-Z, becoming the first hip-hop billionaire. Ronald Reed, the first person in his family to graduate from high school, worked his entire life as a janitor, lived frugally, and invested in blue-chip stocks. When he died at 92, he left behind an estate worth $8 million. Warren Buffett came from more affluent origins and applied the lessons he learned hanging out as a kid at an Omaha stockbroker's office toward an investing career that netted him a personal fortune of over $100 billion. My first piece of advice is you should assume you are not Jay-Z, Ronald Reed, or Warren Buffett. Each was an outlier, not just in talent, but in good fortune. Less romanticized, but more common, are the frugal janitors and prudent investors whose early trajectory was more consistent than explosive. Outliers make for great inspiration, but lousy role models. When I was in my 20s, I aimed to become an outlier. I wanted the markers of capitalist success and was willing to work for them. In the midst of striving, I had a conversation about finances with a close friend, Lee. He told me he'd contributed $2,000 to an individual retirement account. At that point, I had no retirement savings. If $2,000 matters to me when I'm 65, I responded, I'm going to put a gun in my mouth. This was arrogant and wrong. The swing for the fences strategy I chose was riskier, less pleasant, and more stressful than my friends. Ultimately, it worked. Or did I just get lucky? The answer is yes. I've founded 9 companies, several have been successful, and their success has led to a media business that is rewarding both economically and emotionally. Economic security is just a means to an end, specifically the time and resources to focus on relationships without economic stress. My friend's path to economic security was less volatile and stressful than mine. My path got me there. But a few key principles applied earlier could have put me in the same place sooner with less anxiety. The Algebra of Wealth. How do you get economic security? There is an answer. That's the good news. The bad news? The answer is slowly. This book distills a great deal of information on markets and wealth creation into 4 actionable principles. Wealth equals focus plus the product of stoicism times time times diversification. This is not a typical personal finance book. There are no spreadsheets for you to fill out, no page-long tables comparing the details of 10 different retirement plans or mutual fund fee structures. I'm not going to tell you to cut up your credit cards or stick motivational quotes to your refrigerator. Not because that type of advice is invaluable or because you should expect to reach economic security without ever making a spreadsheet. But there are dozens of books, sites, YouTube videos, and TikTok accounts teaching these lessons and offering sound advice to get you out of reverse and back on a path. In sum, I'm not trying to beat Susie Orman at her own game. And if you've got bill collectors coming after you, start with her. This book is for those who have their act together and want to ensure they make the best of their blessings. 2 people who make the same income today will likely end up in distinctly different places over the years based on
sample complete. Ready to continue?